From blackberries and pampas grass along our roadways to Scotch broom on the coast and Ludwigia clogging the laguna, Sonoma County is awash with unwanted invasive plants, while ongoing efforts to contain or eradicate them often falter or fail. But the larger failure, suggests permaculture designer and writer Dow Orion, lies in thinking of these species too narrowly.
I think it's really important that people take a look at the ecosystem that support invasive species and understand some of the underlying processes that facilitate invasions, and if it's desired to change those dynamics, working on ecosystem stewardship rather than focusing on eradicating invasives, because it's not going to change any of the conditions on the ground if you're just trying to eliminate them.
In her recent book, Beyond the War on Invasive Species, Orion explains that invading plant varieties don't usually start out displacing natives, but take root, quite literally, when other circumstances provide an opportunity for them.
One of the things to look at would be past land use history, whether there's any environmental degradation, whether that be sedimentation or nutrient inputs or inputs of heavy metals or other things that historically are different from what a native plant or animal may thrive in. And a lot of invasive species are primary successional species, so they're coming in ecosystems where historic regimes may have shifted or changed.
Once established, she continues, the newcomers are often better adapted to the new territory than the native species they compete with.
If an invasive species is proliferating incredibly well, there's something about that place that's making the conditions perfect for that species. If we want to move past that, then we have to look at what that species is doing. Is it trapping sediment? Is it uptaking nitrogen or phosphorus from the watershed? If we start to look at the way that plants or animals are functioning in that context, you can start to see what they're doing and make management decisions based on why they're proliferating.
Efforts to get rid of invasive species often involve heavy use of pesticides and other chemicals, with the intention of creating a favorable environment for native plants to reestablish themselves. But Orion says that getting new growth started again is not enough to restore a damaged ecosystem.
It's mostly come in, remove invasive species, seed a bunch of native plants, and then walk away. The expectation is that it's just going to stay like that. But if you're not out there tending them and needing them and making them part of your day-to-day life, they're not going to just be there. They're not native to a place as much as they were and are native to cultural use of them.
Moreover, she says, a warming world is fundamentally altering old ideas of what can and should thrive where. She elaborates on these concepts when our interview continues tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.